This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, I just don't understand why people don't have better things to do. I guess what's making headlines is Trump not having a dog. Do we care if Trump is a dog person or not a dog person? Do we really care? Apparently Donald Trump isn't even hiding the fact. I guess there was a drug-detecting German Shepherd that worked for the U.S. Secret Service. And, he might have liked the dog. I don't know. I don't care. I think the canine units are fantastic. And I love dogs. I am a dog person. But I don't need to be living among other dog people. As long as nobody's beating the dog, I'm pretty happy. And I guess the news outlets are saying that in one of his speeches at a campaign rally in El Paso, he made it clear that he could get by in his daily life without canine companionship. That was obviously welcomed by many of his predecessors. I think Obama had a dog. I think the Bushes had a dog. You know, everybody has a dog, and, you know, sometimes the dogs aren't the best looking, but it doesn't matter. You know, you love the dog. I mean, I think my dog is gorgeous. I think my cats are gorgeous. But when I look at other people's cats and dogs, even though I love animals, you know, you always think yours are better looking. And so he doesn't have a dog. He even said that it would feel a little phony walking a dog on the White House. And he doesn't have time for a dog. Now, I understand a lot of people don't like President Trump, right? And they criticize him. But I bring this up because whether you agree with his politics or not, bravo. I mean, admitting that you are not a dog person and you don't have time for a dog, I think is pretty commendable, because I do see people adopt dogs for show. I mean, I see people have pets and they don't walk the pet. They don't play with the pet. They don't love the pet. And then what the hell are you having a dog for? So it looks good on TV and it looks good for voters? That's kind of BS. And so I mean... some people may think, okay, well, you know what, I wish our president would be a little bit more cuddly. I don't want a cuddly president, okay? I want a president who has no problem fighting for this country and bringing the rain if you mess with America and our citizens and our pets. I would rather have a president bring the rain appropriately, okay, not killing innocent people, but to our enemies, and staying firm and hoping people back the hell off, than walking a dog and strutting a dog on the White House lawn. You know, we're not stupid. And I think one of the reasons why people don't like Trump is because he kind of calls out the truth on a lot of things. And again, I'm not saying this as a, you know, commercial or a campaign rally for him, but, you know, one thing that I am pretty impressed with is I'm not going to waste people's times, I'm not going to insult their intelligence, okay? This is about getting stuff done. Now, apparently 40% of households owned one or more dogs, 57% of U.S. households owned a pet, and I love pets. I encourage people to own a pet. I think that pets are very therapeutic from a selfish standpoint. You know, your kids move out, there's a loss, you're having trouble at work, whatever, a pet just makes your day. You know, and even the pets that are jerks. I mean, you guys have all heard about Shaky Boo and Spider. And, I mean, these two don't show love if their life depended on it. I mean, they look like they couldn't even give a crap about me. But just seeing them, right, and being around them just make my day. All right? I mean, Uzi. Uzi vomits and poops and goes after the cats and jumps on my computer and eats my food and diarrhea's up the place. And she's as happy as can be, and then she doesn't let me sleep. I don't know why if I was president, no, I don't think I would have time for that. But since I'm not president, and I'm a little sad that I'm not president, I think she cheers me up. I don't know if I'd want to be president. So, you know, a lot of you guys do things, and girls, and trust me, I do the same thing. We do it for show. We do things to market something. We want our friends to see something. We want our bosses to see something. We want our listeners to see something. We want to make people jealous. We want our exes to be jealous, or we want our exes proud of us, or we want our family proud of us. But a lot of times we have secondary gain. And stop it with the secondary gain. It's okay to have secondary gain for a lot of things. That's fine. That's what incentivizes us. Okay? You know, getting through college, you know, isn't because you want to become a better citizen. It's because you want to be able to, you know, support your family. It's okay to have a secondary gain and to do things in market. I'm fine with that. That's fine. But don't have every single thing in your life about the voter or about the fans or about the ex or about what people think. You live your life so superficially. You end up coming home seeing that you don't really have anything of worth, anything of value. And I'm not talking about value of something that's thousands of dollars worth. I'm talking about relationships. I'm talking about something that's solid that will be there for you no matter where your finances are or what happens in whatever storm. People do that with having kids. Well, all my friends are having kids, so I'm going to have a baby and show off having a baby. But they never really wanted the baby. Same thing with the wife or the husband. You know, did you really, really want to be married and hitched? Then what the hell did you do it for? Well, because everybody else, I had to show off. It's not about showing off. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So it looks like the El Chapo jury has reached a verdict. And we don't have it. They say they've reached a verdict. Oh, yeah. You know how that goes? Oh, I get it. Because I'm like, okay, they reached a verdict, so where the hell is it? Okay. The reason why is there's always a big announcement that they reached a verdict. But then we have to wait for them to actually tell the judge and everybody in the courtroom. So I guess the jury has reached a verdict, and now we're just waiting. For 2.5 months, an anonymous and partially sequestered jury of 7 women and 5 men sat through this case described as International Drug Trafficking 101. And apparently, at Joaquin El Chapo Guzman Loera's trial, They say the prosecution was based largely on witness testimony. Apparently, jurors heard 200 hours of testimony from 56 witnesses, including 14 cooperating witnesses, mostly traffickers and cartel associates, that a defense attorney dismissed as lifelong liars, willing to perjure themselves in exchange for reduced sentences. See, that's what everybody says now. Now it's like, well, how do you know who to believe? Apparently, murders were detailed, like, very descriptively. Tortures, murders, corruptions, narco mistresses, escapees that were naked, that were able to get out of there, diamond-encrusted pistols, apparently a lot of evidence, intercepted phone calls, text messages, a lot of cocaine dropped off, they said, in potato sacks, not in the courtroom. Yeah. And they say as IT specialist, a quote-unquote computer geek from Colombia named Christian Rodriguez, he testified against him. He provided the feds access to text messages, cell phone conversations with El Chapo. Oh, boy. I mean, did you guys see Narcos? That takes a lot of guts and, I mean, faith that you're going to be protected to be able to come out against a drug cartel leader like El Chapo. So deliberations started, I guess, Monday? Was that yesterday? So anyway, they have a verdict. As soon as we find out, we'll let you guys know. I'm not very, I'm not very up on what's going on because I'm, like I said, I've been only watching kind of Narcos. And so right now with Narcos, El Chapo is still the driver. So he hasn't really, you know, in fact, they call him Chapo, and I don't think they really called him that back then. So we're still in the late 80s, early 90s where I'm at. All right, we'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But corruption is everywhere. I mean, it's, whether El Chapo gets, you know, sentenced or not. Look at this. We're being told that the Ebola vaccine was offered in exchange for sex. Okay, Ebola has killed nearly 100 kids so far. This is the second worst outbreak we've seen with Ebola. Almost 100 kids. 180 have been orphaned by the disease. And we're being told that as part of the Ebola vaccination program, there were claims that women, in order to get their vaccine, were being asked for sexual favors. This is ridiculous. They say research by several NGOs, according to The Guardian, has revealed that a deep mistrust of health workers is rife in the DRC, the Democratic Republic of Congo, and gender-based violence is believed to have increased since the start of the outbreak. And they say the research was presented at a national task force meeting. And they're having trouble controlling this outbreak. And there's a lot of reasons for that. You got the insurgents, you got, people not really wanting to come forward to us modern medicine folks and get help because there's a lot of distress. You have people trying to flee the area, so it's hard to contain. So they've been vaccinating people, and from what we understand, vaccinating people pretty well. Until we're hearing that, well, there's been, again, you know, BS happening and this type of stuff, where you're only going to give the vaccine if you get a sexual favor, is something that shouldn't even be. I mean, it's horrifying to think that's happening. So they say the meeting was told that multiple respondents in one study had raised concerns over individuals offering Ebola-related services, such as vaccinations, in exchange for sexual favors. The risk of exploitation, they say, by frontline Ebola workers was also mentioned by several focus groups. And you wonder why many of the villagers or people in the city or these towns don't want to deal with, right, you know, people coming in and, you know, trying to help them. They're being exploited, many of them. They say concerns are raised over reported increase in stigma and violence facing women. Some women are blamed for failing to prevent the spread of the disease, according to the research by the International Rescue Committee. They say women who are responsible for caring for the sick and ensuring that children wash their hands faced a rising workload, with many feeling traumatized and exhausted. That's at a recent meeting. One participant in a focus group said women are isolated during their periods and are accused of having the virus. Oh, can you imagine? So somebody has her period. And many, many societies will have a woman go to like a hut to have her period. They don't have their period in the house. So women are supposed to be like temporarily banished into other quarters to have their period. Now, I mean, in the Bible, women are considered unclean when they have their period. You're not supposed to sleep with them. You're not supposed to touch them, depending on how religious you are. And so you're not supposed to have sex when you have your period. Now, I've been asked, you know, from a medical standpoint, you know, is it dangerous to have sex when somebody has her period? If it's your wife, In the medical realm, you know, no, there aren't risks. However, if it's somebody that you don't know and they have a sexually transmitted disease, absolutely, touching blood from somebody else could expose you, right? And then from a, why would that be in the Bible? Well, I like to find the science and find what sort of, you know, why would certain laws be there? And a woman usually can't get pregnant when she's on her period. So if the purpose of sex during biblical times was for procreation, and a woman is actively bleeding, which means there's a much lower chance of her getting pregnant, although you still can't get pregnant on your period. If you ovulate and there's an egg in your fallopian tube floating around trying to come down the pipe, there is still a chance of you getting pregnant. But I don't think back then they realized that, and they assumed, you know, because they knew that, you know, well, somebody gets pregnant mid-cycle, when they're on their cycle, they're not going to get pregnant. So no reason to have sex then. So recreational sex wasn't really big, right, in the Bible. So that's why that was there. And so now they say that women having their period appear, people think that they have Ebola because they're bleeding. Now you would think, well, duh, you know, they're bleeding, it's their period. But if they just see blood on a sheet, they may not know where that's coming from. So, not good. So, they say the region of the DRC has a long history of sexual violence, exploitation of women and girls. It's an issue that should have been anticipated. See, now, you know, we haven't really been covering Ebola mostly in the news because it's all been about the shutdown and what's been going on with Washington and, you know, the recent election. And I'm the... No, the Mueller, I don't, you know, just all this other political BS. I'm more interested in what the hell is going on with the possible second Ebola outbreak. For me, that's kind of important. And when you hear that this stuff happens, and it's, you know, a couple lines in an article, right, that doesn't mean that this isn't really, really happening. You know, I was just at the Shiro Foundation Gala. I was one of the MCs that helped, you know, was there, and the Shiro Foundation Gala is a fantastic, Shiro Foundation, they help unmask, right, you know, some of the stuff that's going on out there in terms of sex trafficking, abduction, assault, and as well as other issues like over-medication with, you know, stimulants, etc. And, you know, many people just aren't aware of a lot of the bad. It's like this whole other dimension of stuff going on. And, you know, we'll watch movies and we'll watch Netflix and we're like, oh, really, that happens? And then we'll be aware. But if we didn't do that, if we didn't actively do that, we wouldn't know. And so, you know, if this Ebola outbreak comes to us because of this, you know, attack on women and this, you know, putting, you know, selfish interests first, it is probably going to be one of the sickest things that we could see, because people are going to die. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. It's...
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A tentative deal to avert another partial government shutdown and provide money for border security has been struck by members of a bipartisan committee, but the word deal is apparently not with a capital D. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says he's very happy about the product.
It provides new funds for miles of new border barriers.
But McConnell's Democratic counterpart, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, not so optimistic that President Trump will sign this deal, saying that he believes he may end up letting the government shut down again.
We've been lurching from one manufactured crisis to another.
Retired astronaut, husband of former Democratic Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and high-profile gun control advocate Mark Kelly, announcing today that he's running for the U.S. Senate in the state of Arizona. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say nearly 1 in 7 U.S. kids and teens has a mental health condition. 1 in 7. And half go untreated. They say half of children with a mental health condition in the United States go without treatment, according to a study published in the Journal of JAMA, Journal of American Medical Association, Pediatrics. The researchers analyzed data from the 2016 National Survey of Children's Health. It's a nationwide survey administered to parents of teens and children. And of the 46.6 million children age 6 through 18 whose parents completed the survey. That's a big survey. 7.7 million had at least one mental health condition. These included depression, anxiety, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. I don't like to call those mental health conditions until they're at a certain stage. So there might be an overdiagnosis. They say only half received treatment or counseling from a medical health provider in the year prior to the survey. They say the number of children with a mental health condition varied widely from state to state. They say in Hawaii, for example, 7.6% of children had one of the conditions, compared with in Maine, 27.2%. So over a quarter of kids in Maine had a mental health condition. Maine. I mean, I haven't been to Maine. It's one of the states I really want to go to, but it's supposed to be beautiful and lobster and you know, it's not like it's, you know, big city with, you know, things happening all around you. I don't understand why there'd be that much of a mental health issue. You'd think it would be more in a more populous state. You see, the number of children with a diagnosed mental health condition who weren't treated by a provider also ranged widely. Almost 30% of the District of Columbia, to get this, 72.2% in North Carolina. Three-quarters of children were diagnosed with a mental health condition but not treated by a provider. Now, treatment by a provider does not always mean pills. Okay? It can mean, you know, therapy. So Mark Peterson, associate professor at the University of Michigan Medicine and senior author of the study, has a long history of studying health conditions that start in childhood and result in disabilities later in life. They said, historically, I've studied everything from the neck down, and he didn't expect to see such high numbers. But it's not news for us, according to Dr. Barbara Robles Ramamurthy. She's a child and adolescent psychiatrist. Also, by the way, can I just say we don't have enough child and adolescent psychiatrists? Anybody looking to go into a field, please, for the love of the Lord, look into that, because there just isn't enough. So, all right, what the heck is going on? Okay, well, first, they say, according to data from the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, there is a severe shortage of practicing child and adolescent psychiatrists. Thank you. That's what I've been saying. Thank you. They say there are fewer than 17 providers for 100,000 children. So you guys do the math. If one in seven, right, don't have have a mental health condition, and you only have 17 providers, that's not going to be enough. Families face long wait times. Many of them, they just say, to heck with it. Children have to go to school. You know, children, like, there may be like a four-week wait. A month from now, the kids, you know, may have a good day. Parents are like, ah, tell with it, they're fine. Then they have a bad day. Many times kids have a bad day at night. That's when they have their bad time. And so parents are like, all right, well, you know what, we'll do something first thing in the morning. But then the child goes to school, they feel better, so parents blow it off. And some of you adults are going, you know, Dr. Dolly, that's kind of me too. I'll have bad days, and then I'll be better, and then I'm like, nah, I don't have depression or anxiety, and then I have a bad day again. And, you know, if you have bad days, people ask, they go, how do you know if you have a depression or anxiety that needs to be treated? Now, we've talked about all the criteria that the DSM have, but a rule of thumb that I always use, because people don't always look up the criteria. You know, poor appetite, poor sleep, wanting to die, wanting to kill themselves, wanting to hurt others, no interest in activities. The average person is like, look, some guy cut me off, so I wanted to run him over, but I didn't. I don't like my job. I don't really look forward to coming home and dealing with the in-laws. I mean, you know, so the average person may tongue-in-cheek say, oh, yeah, they have all of that. But mental illness, that's some serious stuff. I mean, if you suffer from depression or if you suffer from anxiety, somebody needs to really figure that out. And you don't have to know all the DSM criteria. The doctor or the medical provider does. So rule of thumb is if you have more bad days than not, that's a no-brainer. So of the 7 days a week, if you have more bad days than good days, you need to be seen. Now let's look at a day. If you have more bad hours awake while awake than good hours, that's a problem. So let's say you're at work, and you're at work from 8 to 5. That's 9 hours of your day. And you are grumpy, you're in a bad mood, that's a problem. That could be a sign of depression or, you know, anxiety. If you get nervous and you need to take a medication every day, or more than 4 or 5 times a week, that these aren't written guidelines. These are some rules of thumb. Now, what if you need to hit the Xanax or the Valium twice a week? If you need to take it twice a week, I would say you have mild anxiety. I would say if you feel like you need to actually take a medication to get through your day, then you could have depression or anxiety. If you can't deal with the kids and the wife without drinking alcohol when you come home, you could have an element of depression and anxiety. If you always hit the carbs when you're at work or when you get nervous and you always have to have sugar at your desk, that could be a sign of depression or anxiety. So you see how very individualized it is. You know, we do things to cope. And we think that's very healthy that we do things to cope. But what are we doing? Are we eating? You know, people say, oh, well, you know, they're smoking and drinking, so that's bad. But what about the person that's going to, you know, fast food every time they get depressed? That's a sign of, you know, that could be a sign of depression too. Needing to get through your day by going to something could be an issue. Now, does it mean you're severely clinically depressed and you need to be institutionalized? No. But it may mean you have an element of depression. Now, I was taught that 1 in 3, when I was in school, have some element of mental illness. And again, you know, having bad days or not liking your job, I wouldn't call mental illness. A lot of people work in toxic environments. And it's just people there, you know, around you are bad. And if it's a toxic environment where it's run poorly and the people you work with are doing harm, you don't have a mental condition. It's going to make you depressed, but you don't have mental illness. You are reacting to a very toxic situation. You probably need to get the hell out of there. So that's why you need to be evaluated. I mean, if you're in a marriage where you're abused, or you know, it's a sexless marriage and you don't feel loved and you guys don't get along, that, you know, and you're sad about that, that doesn't mean you have mental illness. That just means you're in a bad marriage. So that's why you need to go to a medical provider or a psychologist and work through it and figure out what you need to do to improve your life. 1-877-DOCTOR.
United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Bags and under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology. Right now, it's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So El Chapo is found guilty on all charges. All right, the notorious Mexican drug lord has been found guilty on drug trafficking charges. This is taking place right now in New York City, I believe in Brooklyn. He is now going to spend the rest of his life in prison. His name is Joaquin Guzman, convicted on all 10 counts that were presented to the jury. They include 7 drug trafficking charges, 1 count of engaging in a criminal enterprise, 1 count of money laundering, and 1 charge of firearms offenses. His wife was in the courtroom, Emma Coronel Ispero. She's not very happy. But cocaine importation conspiracy, guilty. International distribution of cocaine, guilty. Well, they got him. Use of firearms, guilty. So, and of course, engaging in a criminal enterprise. They say the defense spent about 30 minutes trying to negate the weeks of witness testimony. They claimed he was being framed and that the real leader of the Sinaloa cartel is somebody else. You have to watch Narcos. Narcos really kind of breaks this down. Remember, he escaped from Mexican prison twice in the last 20 years, but was handed over to the U.S. in January 2016 by President Enrique Nieto. And so Nieto has been accused of taking payoffs. He denied the allegation, so this is just one big mess. But since he's been brought to the U.S., Guzman has been held in solitary confinement in prisons in Manhattan and in a secret location for the duration of his trial. The NYPD had to close the Brooklyn Bridge to ensure there was no interference as he was transported to the courthouse. Okay, this is the first time the Brooklyn Bridge, I guess, had to be closed because they're worried that somebody would either take him out or, you know. So the trial began in November and has been going on for a long, long time. So, jury hopefully gets to go home. We'll keep you guys posted on any new developments with that. All right, so there is a possible agreement to avert a shutdown. They say this agreement is in principle. I'm not exactly sure what they're talking about with that, but they say congressional negotiators have said they reached an agreement to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of this week. As you know, it was extended. President Trump allowed an extension so TSA workers and government workers could get paychecks over January, such that they would postpone any talk on the wall. But I guess 4 lead bipartisan negotiators emerged from talks Monday night. Wouldn't get into details, right? But when asked whether it included barrier funding and a resolution to the detention bed issue, Senate Appropriations Chairman Richard Shelby said, "We got an agreement on all of it." Now, apparently there was a Democratic aide that also was involved in the border security funding, who also said we are very, very close. So we're kind of, like, interested to see what they came up with. You know, they say 25% of funding for the federal government runs out at the end of the week, and a group of bipartisan lawmakers have been meeting for weeks to negotiate over border security. Yeah, I find that whole concept confusing. I mean, we explained it once why it happens. I forgot what the explanation was. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to lie. Where, you know, the money just doesn't always run like a faucet. There's all these checkpoints and stop measures to make sure that there's agreement on things and renegotiation of spending. And so whenever spending is approved for the government, it's not a unended, unchecked spending. There's a, we're going to approve this for a year. We're just like a budget. So, you know, I get it. It's just when they say that the government shuts down or they people don't get paid, but then they do get paid, you know, when it reopens and they get back pay, I think there's a lot of terminology that is not, we're not all on the same page with, you know? Nobody would work for the government if they wouldn't get paid every year when there's a shutdown. So they have to pay them. But then when people say, oh, nobody's getting paid, they're right. They're not getting paychecks, which poses a problem, but they are going to get their money. So, you know, it's they should say no paychecks are being given, you know, but that's not how the media, you know, portrays it. But it does instill a sense of urgency. I mean, there were TSA workers that they needed, you know, they needed their paychecks. and not letting them get their paychecks when we had security issues at the airports was a problem. And bless all of those who still came to work, you know, and you know, did what they had to. I wouldn't blame them for not wanting to come to work, though. So, border wall, I've been asked how I feel about the border wall. I'm a doctor. So, on one end, whoever needs medical care, I want them getting medical care. But in terms of security and other countries, and other countries having stricter immigration policies, if we don't have our immigration policies in place, and we have hazardous areas where people are getting hurt, then I think a security wall or a border wall will allow, you know, more safer immigration. So as far as I'm concerned, if it brings jobs, if it prevents people from trying to cross areas that are dangerous and deadly, and it starts to streamline our immigration process and organize it, because right now it's a mess, I'm for it. You know? I mean, people who say, no, well, we don't want a wall, right, because it's anti-immigrant, not entirely. All right? I mean, it's you want openings in the wall. You want, you know, border security. You want to streamline. I mean, schools have walls. Libraries have walls. There's communities with gates. You know, and our country doesn't, you know, have that. And if this does provide jobs and a boom in the economy and you know, blocks off dangerous areas where people are passing, I think it's, I see more good than bad. Again, as long as we get our immigration policies, you know, more streamlined and allow people to come in and, you know, go through the process correctly, get vetted, right? You know, if they're not healthy enough, then maybe we have border clinics and areas, or we have to send them back to their country to be taken care of, because we only have X amount of money. You know, a big issue that we have that never gets covered in the news are people that, you know, come to our country illegally. They end up falling into a coma or needing dialysis or needing some sort of expensive treatment. And they get it because they're on our soil and because we're kind. We doctors and nurses and medical professionals don't want to turn anybody down. But who is paying for the treatment? So, you know, do we send people back to their country? Well, if we don't know where they come from and they don't tell us where they're coming from, and the country doesn't say, oh, yeah, but he's ours. You know, many of these countries don't want them back because if they're not paying taxes, why does that country want to take care of them? And so it's kind of a mess. And so it's whoever has the patient has them. Now, you know, I can't tell you how many stories of my friends back in the 90s where they would be in Mexico or they would be in Europe or they'd be in the Middle East, and nobody would give them medical care unless they paid up front. We don't do that in our ERs. We don't force you to pay up front or turn you away. We take care of you, and then we send you a bill, and the bill doesn't get paid. That's a big difference. I remember I was visiting Israel. I got sick. I had to shell out the money first before I saw the doctor. That's just the way they did it. Weren't going to mess around. So, I mean, other countries have, you know, stricter policies, and they don't seem to have the same, you know, media backlash. So, I'm not saying I want that. I like the idea of treating people who need it. But this is why we got to come up with a better system, because money does run out. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and fiber. provide a nutrient so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.